Boko Haram's violence bleeds over into Cameroon, and this time, it's personal. The refugee situation in Burma and Thailand's desperate, and language creates one of the most effective gospel tools of all time. We'll explain more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Nigeria's Boko Haram militants crossed over into Cameroon last week, carrying out two huge assaults. World Mission's Greg Kelly tells us 25 people died in those attacks, including a church pastor.
Northern Cameroon, where Boko Haram is also very active, one of the pastors that we've worked with was just kidnapped, and unfortunately, he was killed.
Pastor John Kasviri of the Lutheran Brethren Church was known as a courageous gospel worker. Believers are undaunted, though. Kelly says they expect persecution, especially now. They need people, prayer, and one more thing.
Our commitment is to distribute the Treasure, which is a solar-powered audio Bible that's about 4.5 ounces. It's smaller than most people's cell phone. And we believe that the Word of God is really the most important aspect of any mission initiative.
Next, finally, both sides have agreed to a ceasefire in the Central African Republic. The country's been racked by violence since 2012 when rebel groups tried to overthrow the government and establish their own. But when the rebels split up, the anti-Balaka troops retaliated violently. World Watch Monitor says in both campaigns, thousands of Christians were either killed or driven from their homes. Now that all sides have agreed to a ceasefire, a new government is being established. Find some ways you can help at our website. This is Mission Network News. You know, it's hard to imagine living as a refugee, having no home or hope. Then the country hosting you starts talking about sending you back to the place that threatened your life in the first place. Well, that's what's happening to the Karen people in Thailand. Steve Gumer of Partners Relief and Development says the perceived reforms made by the government in Burma is putting pressure on Thailand to send their refugees back.
To repatriate at a time like this, when the reforms haven't reached to those places where these people come from, would be worse than unjust. It would be sending many of these people straight back to their death.
These rumors started after the Thailand coup. Partners runs children's homes for unaccompanied and orphaned children. Gumer wants you to pray
that they won't be sent back until they're able to go back to a place where they can reestablish life as it once was.
Can I ask you to pray that Partners will be able to lead many to Jesus as they assist? Meanwhile, as Russia amasses 20,000 battle-ready troops along the Ukrainian border, Christians are gearing up for a battle of another kind. A spiritual one. Russian ministries will be partnering with Dennis and Lydia Bowen of Ripe for Harvest World Outreach to help provide counseling to Ukrainian refugees and war victims. Dennis fills us in.
They asked us if we would come alongside and train some Christian leaders who would be doing counseling with people who are suffering from stress and, in many cases, post-traumatic stress.
Bowen says this will be a great way to reach Ukrainians with the gospel.
The fact that this will be offered in communities through the churches means that people will be going to churches, calling pastors or other Christian leaders
who will share their faith. It's part of Russian Ministry's Eye Care Assistance Program. And the Jesus Film Project says new studies show that the Jesus film is one of the most effective ministry tools of all time. In fact, they say every 8 seconds, someone decides to follow Christ as a result of watching the film. That means 10,000 new believers every day and 4 million every single year. Unbelievable. The reason for the astonishing impact? Language. More than 1,200 language groups can hear Jesus speak in their own tongue. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's all about telling stories. You know that. When you support Mission Network News with a donation of any amount, I'd like to send you the new book, Reach Beyond, by Wayne Peterson. The book provides stories about comfort, courage, and, of course, the cause of Christ. Get Reach Beyond at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Reach Beyond link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.